You're listening to SBS News.
Go Sweden. It's a chant that will reverberate around Sydney's northern beaches next month. A large majority of Australia's Swedish community call the area home. Football has helped them settle into their new lives. A short time after moving to Australia, Katarina Rossul signed up her son Albert and daughter Isabella to play football.
When we first came here, you know, we don't know anything about rugby, cricket, netball. It doesn't exist in Sweden. So there was a way in for both of the kids, actually. Since it's a team sport, it's quite easy to make friends with that. So they both played soccer in Sweden. And then when we came here, they really wanted to play, both of them as well. So they've now started in a team each, and they're really happy with that. So soccer's been a super great thing for us.
Isabella joined Brookvale Football Club and is playing in the under-14s team along with two other girls who share a similar story. Hedda Holmquist and Zoe Grimsgard were also born in the Swedish capital of Stockholm. The trio use their multilingual skills to their advantage by speaking Swedish on and off the field.
Like you say pass here, passa här.
Jag mål, skjut.
Ja, skjut, which means shoot. Yeah, like
jag mål, which score is a goal. Score a goal, and passa till mig, which is pass to me. Yeah, and just things like that, so like the other team like won't understand. Things. Yeah.
Zoe Grimsgard says the number of girls playing football in Australia is higher than it is in Sweden.
I feel like it's more normal to play soccer here. Yeah. Then in Sweden, it's more like a lot of girls do it. Like it's cool to play soccer, whether in Sweden it wasn't as normal.
Sweden's 8th World Cup campaign will have extra significance for the players. The numbers on the jerseys of each player will be filled with pictures of 48 female role models that have been selected by the team. It isn't the first time Sweden has used its playing uniforms to make a statement. In 2017, motivational tweets replaced the players' names on the back of the jerseys. Zoe Grimsgard says the team has helped teach her how to behave on and off the field.
I was always like with my brother in the yard, like playing soccer. So when I watched soccer at home, it was kind of like they were role models because I thought it was cool how they were like standing out, because the main thing was like girls wear skirts. And so I thought that was really cool.
Sweden is in Group F along with defending champions the United States, as well as Chile and Thailand. Adrian Arciulli, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.